Yep, us crazy green divas are still here,
reinventing ourselves yet again.
Now we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube.
You can find our videos and podcasts on all the usual places.
Still sharing low-stress ways
of living a deeper shade of green.
Hey there, welcome to the Green Divas Show. I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Lisa.
And we are having fun today.
Too much fun getting ready for the show.
Do you think we're a little bit stir-crazy or something?
I think that's just an indication.
Wow.
We have had quite the giggle fest getting ready for the show. We have so much to share with you today.
Yes, we do. And literally pages of stuff. And so we thought about, because, well, winter is really getting the best of some of us that are in the colder climes.
Yeah, well, even snowstorm, Texas is having a...
Yeah, even Texas is getting hit. Snowstorm after ice storm after... I think we have about 4 feet of snow packed up out there.
So we're all stuck at home with COVID, with...
Well, hopefully not with
weather.
COVID, but with...
Oh, right. Because of COVID, I mean.
Social distancing. We're all trying to stay safe and keep each other safe.
So a lot of people are feeling like they're hitting the wall. So we thought we would review some of the things that we know could help while you're stuck at home.
Well, there's things you can do to be entertained, entertain yourself, and be productive, and be maybe doing some positive eco-friendly things.
Right. And so we have a whole list of those things that we're going to share today, including recipes and DIY projects.
Oh, yes. So GD Lisa has a wonderful GD's at Home segment for us.
Yes, we're going to talk about indoor
air
health,
quality,
quality and some of the terrible news about indoor air quality and some of the things we can do to improve that.
Yeah, and there's a lot we can do, actually.
Yes.
But while we're all trapped in these nice sealed houses trying to keep warm, you know, we got to be careful about what we're sealed in with, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So before we get to any of that, I want to just say thank you to all of our new listeners and viewers and subscribers.
And I want to say thanks for those that have been sharing our information and subscribing to our YouTube channel.
Yep. Thank you. And keep sharing it up. We do appreciate it. And we can be found on YouTube. Look up the Green Divas channel and...
Or you can go to our website at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
And we're on all of the social channels, usually as the Green Divas or Green Diva Meg, or you'll find us. I know you can do this.
You can ask your smart speakers as well.
Right. She Who Shall Not Be Named. Play the Green Divas channel on YouTube or Green Divas podcast.
Right.
Do it. So let's talk about, I was thinking about all these DIY projects that we can get into that we do during the winter.
My dining room table is my sewing center right now. I haven't been sewing very much, but it's all ready for me.
I know. I saw it there the other night. I was like, oh, that's inspiring.
I just have to get to it.
I wish I knew how to sew. But I knit, so I've been doing some of that.
And that's what I don't know how to do, so...
One of the things that we did a fun little video about was making DIY natural non-toxic moisturizer.
Which is something, of course, we all need while we're stuck inside
inside, yeah. We have a little 1 minute video for you for that. And then, of course, it'll be in the post with the full recipe.
Speaking of air quality.
giggling again.
One of the other videos that we made was making pre-poo spray. And it really works. That's the good news. And you can make it whatever scent you want. And we have a little video about that.
We made that one up in Maine.
We did in my house.
And then there's the fact that we're all washing our hands obsessively, you know, like a bunch of Howard Hughes, which I've always said I'm part Howard Hughes, but the part without the money.
Unfortunately.
Because I'm a little bit of a hand washer. Anyway, I love a good, luscious, foaming hand soap. I mean, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
So I found and developed my own recipe for your own foaming hand soap.
Oh, and it's so easy to make, and it's so inexpensive, and you can... make it your own with little adjustments. Anyway, we have
another
video.
Another fun little video for that, too.
It it's time to start planting your garden.
Who doesn't love sitting around with like a little square or whatever rectangular map trying to figure out, like, I'm going to put those there. I love doing that, but it's hard to do.
I did that last spring, and once I started planting, things changed a little bit, but it really is good. And one of the things that you can do is start with making seedlings not too soon. I think my problem last year is I made some of my seedlings too early, and they were kind of scraggly. They didn't grow as well. So look and Google the best time to start your seedlings. And we've got a video about, or no, we've got a link to how to use some newspaper and toilet paper rolls and things like that to make those.
We did a roundup one year of different upcycling, recycling kind of ways of making little seed pods using toilet paper rolls. So I still save those things. And then I can't remember, I'm like, what was I saving those for? Anyway, and newspapers. And it's not a video, but it's a post with some
right, which you can
ways.
You of course have a link to that on our website. But there's a lot of things that you can think about when you're making those plans. And you can look up who likes to be planted next to each other and who doesn't. Because that really does make a big difference.
Companion planting. Right.
Yeah. And the biggest companion planting I do are the three sisters, which is a Native American plant with a corn in the middle, beans that go up, and squash that covers the soil.
I love the idea.
And I learned a lot. I made a few mistakes with that last summer.
But we get some of it, all of it, yeah.
We got some, but we can get more this year now that I've learned a little bit about it. And I have all the seeds. I've pre-ordered the seeds. I'm all ready to go.
You go, girl. I take care of the chickens. She does the gardening. And Wayne does everything else. So there are other things we can do other than, you know, be crafty and making stuff, right?
Well, cleaning and organizing is something. Now, our very own Liv was just talking to me about how she and her family got together to clean the basement. Any, you know, the basement, the attic, the garage, that's all usually too much for one person to do.
Did you pay her to say that? I know Lisa's been trying to rally us to do that.
No, I didn't pay her to say it. And I'm okay. I'm. You guys can do
it. We'll get there. Springtime.
I feel one of the things you can do is make it an event. Get together. Get the whole family together or your friends or whoever you can talk into and make it an event. And then at the end, have a big dinner, tease, laugh, cajole during the process.
Right.
And get her done.
And you'll
feel great afterwards and maybe even more bonded to your loved ones.
So that could be fun. But there's also other fun things you can do, right? Besides, right? Like I was thinking catching up on reading.
Yeah. Well,
GD
everybody
book club,
knows.
Anybody?
Everyone knows we love. And I have a lot of the books that we are reading right now. We have, just a couple weeks ago, we interviewed David Pogue on how to prepare for climate change. And I bought a case of these books, and I've been handing them out like cookies. I want everyone to read this book. We love David, and we love the work that he did.
I think it's one of those books you should just have handy. And
oh, yeah,
like
that's my intention.
There's so much information in there.
And it really could be fun to share with the kids too. So a bunch of green divas have gotten together. We're kind of doing a little book club. And the book that we've been talking about and reading and trying to get together with is All We Can Save. It's a book written by lots of
dozens
female
of really inspiring women.
Right. It's a book of essays and poems and artwork by women on the forefront of the climate struggle. I have this one piece that I'll read at the end of the show that is the most inspiring piece of writing that I've experienced recently. I mean, it's really a call to action.
I like that.
And I haven't felt a really strong call to act. I mean, I feel it every day. But this is one that I think, I love the way she puts it.
It spoke to you.
It spoke to me, and I'm going to speak it to you.
So good. So there's lots of other things, too. I mean, there's just so many fun things we can do. But one of the funner things that we like to do is eat and cook.
The transition between reading and eating is this author, Joel Fuhrman, Eat to Live. This is the cookbook, but it's actually, there's a book that really helped me understand how better to eat for my body.
You know, I interviewed Dr. Fuhrman, gosh, way back in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And he was kind of new and coming up and popular.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cookbook.
So it's a good time to experiment, right?
It really is.
It's a good time to check out some new recipes, check out some cookbooks.
Especially when we're talking about our good health, which we all need right now. So I have just a couple of favorite cookbooks that I got out of the Green Diva's
Test Kitchen
and library.
A lot of books, yeah.
At Home in the Whole Food Kitchen by Amy Chaplin. This really, oh my gosh.
It's just a beautiful book.
It's a beautiful book. It's very creative recipes. Love, love, love it. Really making my way through that one. And then my other favorite one that my kids gave me is The Minimalist Bakers, which if you haven't looked into their cookbooks in general, they're wonderful. And this is Everyday Cooking. 101 entirely plant-based, mostly gluten-free, easy and delicious recipes.
Is that
by
where the cornbread came from?
No. But it could have. Anyway, they're easy and they're delicious and they're healthy. And this is a good way to spend your time too.
One winter, we were snowed in up in Maine.
Oh.
That's when we started doing all these little 1 minute videos.
That's right.
And, yeah. So we were like, we're bored. Let's cook something fun and do a video.
Right.
So that's when we did our preserved lemon video.
Oh, right. We did that and we did spiralizing food.
Yes.
Right.
Should we share at least one of them with
at least.
So you can check out our YouTube channel for lots of really fun DIY and recipe videos by Green Diva Lisa and Meg.
They're really fun. Most of them are short. The music is fun.
We have fun making them.
And we had fun making them.
I think we have to do more.
Okay.
Don't you?
I'm in.
Okay. So GD's at home, keeping the indoor air clean.
And of course, this segment is sponsored by Caraloha. Caraloha makes awesome sustainable bamboo home products and apparel. A comfy way to save the planet.
It is. By the way, I'm just going to throw in that I tried the socks today, this morning. I don't have them on this minute because I had to change, but they are so warm and soft and cozy. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. They are. The bamboo products, the fabrics and stuff are all made sustainably. They are cool and wicking and odor resistant. And so soft.
Oh, good stuff so far. I'm still trying some of the products, so it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to talk about what goes on in the house that we want to.
You know, there was a recent study that said that Americans, and this was before COVID, BC, before COVID.
I know what you're going to say. Other BC. It's so sad.
Americans spend 90%. Of their time inside.
How is that possible?
I don't think that's true. First of all, they don't have a Great Pyrenees puppy. Just saying.
It's not true in our house.
Or chickens.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, gardens. And yeah, we're outside even in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I'm generally an outdoorsy person, but I confess I am spending more time inside than I ever normally would.
Yeah, well, it's been a tough winter for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But if we're inside that much, we really ought to be aware of the potential for hazardous toxic chemicals that we're trapped inside with, you know?
And where they come from and how we can avoid them.
So we have to kind of minimize. We've done a handful of posts, actually like 9 pages of posts. Some of them are podcasts, some of them are videos, but.
Which we will link to when you go to our website.
Of course. But we did one post that stuck out was don't be blown away by indoor air pollution. And it comments about the various chemicals that are found in our households that we don't even think about, from our couches. You know, there's all kinds of flame retardant stuff that's very bad for us.
Our carpeting.
To, you know, our cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
And things that we just, you know, don't even really think about as much. There are 80,000 different chemicals that are used in common household goods.
And among them are formaldehyde and benzene.
You'll often hear people talk about VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have
bits.
Low or no VOCs. I mean, sometimes there's like glue in flooring, for instance.
Right.
That could
and
be.
Or, even the paint that you buy for your walls
right.
have VOCs in it. So when you look at paint and the VOC levels of paints, know that they're only looking at certain things like formaldehyde and benzene and stuff. There are other things that they don't know about, that they haven't studied, that could well be in this product.
So I just watched, remember I used to do that TV show, Ebru Today?
Yes, I do.
I was watching
she
my
was
segment
brilliant.
About indoor air quality, like, some of the... And I think it still holds true.
It does.
That it's only a small percentage of these chemicals that we're talking about, 80,000. A small percentage of them are tested for human
right.
and environmental safety. A small, and when I say small, I think like 15%
mm-hmm.
is what it was, and I don't think it's really gotten any better.
And the kinds of effects they have are like hormone inhibitors.
Yeah, hormonal disruption.
Disruptors, that's what I meant.
Yes, all like cancer, you know, a lot of lung issues.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So it really does matter what you buy. And some of these things aren't going to be so dangerous if they've been around for a long time because they do outgas, which is a good reason to open your windows in the spring and summer and get some fresh air. And
by the way, I found that we have this really good infographic on mm-hmm. 15 ways to minimize and reduce the effects of outgassing.
Mm-hmm.
For these things in particular, what we're
which
talking
we
about.
Will link to the website.
I'll be on the blog
on the
post. Everything will be on this blog post.
Right.
So if you're smoking inside, like, get the hell out of here. Come on. Who smokes inside anymore?
I don't know.
Right? But, one of the statistics that we had was that there are nearly 200 poisons found in one cigarette.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not probably.
Unless, of course, you buy American Spirit, which I thank Sun Butler, who's a friend of mine, who actually created those tobaccos without all that junk in it.
When I stopped smoking 30 years ago, that's what I was smoking
mm-hmm.
back in. But really terrifying. Anyway, so just
200
stop smoking.
In a cigarette.
Just stop smoking.
Just stop it.
But for God's sakes, don't smoke inside. Mold and mildew. That's a whole nother issue. We have another whole post on that. At least one, maybe several. So those are things to be aware of and to focus on. And there's lots you can do to remedy all of those things.
Probably the most important thing you can do in the homes that you already have, you know, is to be careful of what you bring into your home.
Right.
But once you're there, plants, and more plants.
Well, NASA did a whole 2-year study mm-hmm. on how plants can literally remove toxins from the air and clean up your whole air environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they tested different types of plants, house plants.
Yep, we list about 8 of them here, but there are some links to some. To 10 or 20 of the best plants that you can have in your house as well.
I think the 8 we picked because, like, they were hard to kill.
Entirely possible. I have a green thumb outside, but not so much inside.
Me too.
And I also don't have a lot of good windows for plants. But one of the articles I read, and maybe it's one of the things we posted, really, if you could get 8 to 10 plants that are at least 6 to 8 inch pots, and you put them in the around your house, you're going to be breathing fresh air.
They tested and they literally remove things like formaldehyde
uh-huh.
and other
and
types
benzene
of
as
and
well.
Benzene from the air, and they clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Go plants. I love plants. I wish I didn't kill
rock.
Them as much. So there's lots of other things that we can do, like keeping up with pet grooming and vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
I've killed so many vacuums because we have hairy pets. clean out the cat litter, of course.
Detox your laundry. Use clean laundry soaps and things that don't.
We have a good post for that, by the way.
Of course we do.
Mm-hmm. Of course we do.
You can check that out on the web.
Check it out on the post
and
for this show.
Yeah.
So regular air duct cleaning is important. Of course, we talked about better cleaning products, responsible fabrics. Well, that's a whole other thing, right?
And we have a whole show that we did recently in the last couple of weeks, right? I think, or last month. Who knows? Anyway, we have a link to that.
And if you're going to be burning candles for any reason, there are reasons to buy soy and natural candles. Some of them are really,
really
harsh.
Toxic.
Yeah.
So. Very toxic.
So much fun. But I would like to wrap this up so that we can hear your reading. So this segment was sponsored by Care Aloha, again, soft, cool, green, and clean, making home goods and apparel from sustainably sourced bamboo. Check out their products at carealoha.com.
Once again, from the book, All We Can Save, and this part, I'm going to take a little section of an essay from Emily Ann Johnson, who wrote the essay called Loving a Vanishing World. Not everyone can focus on this work, of course. Many people are too full with the difficulties of daily lives. They have small children or elderly parents who need care. They work 60 hours just to put food on the table, and they commute 3 hours a day because the houses near their jobs are too expensive. But if you can, if you can, then the world needs you. And it needs you right now. Because anything we do this year or next is worth 10 of the same thing 10 years from now. Nothing has ever been more important than holding the world well back from any of the ecological tipping points that haven't happened yet, and some are perilously close. This makes us, however, unintuitively, the most powerful people who have ever lived. It's easy to see that this is true in the ways that we have been devastating the earth. Nothing has threatened our ecologies more than the extraction and burning of fossil fuels and the affluent consumer culture that corporations have persuaded us is normal. The flying and driving, the eating of meats, the buying of things that we don't need, and the materials that nature has no experience in breaking down. And all of this made devastatingly easy by the fact that those of us who do most of this live far from the places where the pollution poisons the air and the water, where animals are slaughtered, and where plastics are made or discarded. There's a section here that I'm going to skip, but I just want to finish it off with, for better or worse, we are the ones at the intersection of knowledge and agency. Does that make you feel important? Like what we do now is going to be what makes the difference?
It's inspiring, and we have to get busy. And I'm glad that our current president sees that and is stepping on the gas to... That's a bad metaphor, isn't it?
It's the worst.
Right? But he's really up in the game to taking action and accelerating.
You know, I had a difficult exchange with a guy I knew from high school that is a climate denier. And as David Pogue had told us with his book about, you're not going to change anybody's mind by spewing a bunch of facts and statistics, just as we're not going to be changed by those not existing. What we need to do is to talk to each other about what we're worried about emotionally.
Well, the things that we care about, and that's what he said, relate these things to the things we care about,
right?
Our children and our grandchildren,
right?
And, you know, our loved ones who may be getting sick or affected by these things.
Mm-hmm.
That usually gets people's attention, or your pocketbook.
Right. And so whether you believe in climate change is man-made or not, it doesn't matter. It's happening. And there's things that we can do to keep it from affecting our future generations.
At least we can control and have some effect on our own climate, right? Everything starts from home. So I hope that you have a safe, wonderful home.
While you're stuck in it.
While you're stuck in it. Have a good week, folks. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
So, what'd you think?
Let us know.
And in the meantime, follow our YouTube channel. Follow the Green Divas on Instagram, Facebook, all the usual social media hangouts. And now you can ask your smart speaker to play the Green Divas podcast.
And I have a favor. Please share this with your friends. Thanks in advance.